לא יהיה מותה, then be no rain. כי יחתו לו, only for one reason. But they sinned against him. הספרנו אל המוקם הזה, הספרנו to this place. הודי שמחו, here again, means צדיק הדין, they thank you, חייב עוד מבוא על הורו, ומחתו שם ישובו, and then they do the shuva on their head, he saw a name that you will answer them. Because they know, Yeshua, you will answer them. Atu tishma, that's what them is part. Atu tishma shamayim, you hear in heaven, v'salachta v'chabas avodecho, v'amcho Yisrael. Says that. You shall be mocho, forgive the sin of your servants and your people Yisrael. Should be the same. Where the servants and the people Israel. It says when Solo comes and Klal Israel, Ashimim Boshechem, Hashem's Boch will always blame the Gedolei Israel. They are to blame for whatever happens. Because the Tzadikei HaDor, the Gedolei HaDor, should have been making on the door. So they are, it says, you will forgive the sin of your Abba Dehra. These are the Gedolei Yisrael. The Amcho Yisrael and the sin of your people Yisrael. Kisorem is Haderech HaTovo Asher Yelchu Bo. You will teach them the right derech in which they shall walk. Nesato Mot Al Atzcho, Hashem Nesato, Amcho Lenachem. Now here it could refer to the following. Evedin, that's the Mesif Nahorios, talks about that the Beis Din will give a wrong besak, and the Beis Din will find mistake, will pass it in something for which you are high chorus, that this is permitted. And Rav Yisrael will do that, and follow the Beis Din. And you have the special korbanos that you have to bring, but the Holmes sit down and talks about. You can refer here to that people. The peasant has made a mistake, and therefore they have no rain. Now, as the Shkocho will listen and forgive the chet avodecho, Am Yisrael, Kisorem es haderech hatov asher chovo. You will teach him. That means you will inspire peasant to reverse themselves, teach him the real halacha, the derech asher chovo, nasat emot al atzcho asher nasat al Am Yisrael. Another case would be Rov Giyi Behoretz. Sometimes there is either war means famine, deva, pestilence, sickness, as we show them, some kind of epidemic. Shidofan is the blasting of the grain. It's the hot wind, and the grain is dries up. There's no food. Yerokon is greenishness. That means the vegetation dries up. You know, some translate it mildew. In other words, the plants, the grasses, and the leaves, all this becomes dried up. Arve is locust. Chosin is grasshoppers, the different types of locusts. That should happen. Kiyotza la oval eretz she'ora, or the enemy besieges in the land his gates, which means not in the first case he went out to attack the enemy on the outside. The enemy has come into the land and besieged the gates, city gates of a city. Kol nega kol machlo, any plague, any sickness. That means all contingency, whatever it may happen, call to filo, call to chino, ashtiyeh lechol oda. That means the tzoras hatziba. Now comes tzoras hayochid, or any filo, any techino, that any individual, any oda shall have. Lechol amcho Yisrael, any member of Klal Yisrael, asher yedun ish nega levobal, where people know only alone the plague of his heart, which means that when somebody's sick, everybody knows. Suppose a person has his own personal individual troubles, his sorrows that nobody in the world should know. Before Ascapo Valabai says it, he spreads out his hands in tefillah, directed to this house. Ato tishma shamayim, mechon shifteicho. And you hear in heaven, which is the dwelling place, your place where, of your dwelling. So lachto, forgive, see so, and he shall do whatever the tefillah is requested, and whatever is the request of the tefillah. Sata le'ish kechol derocho, and you give to a person according to all his ways. Asher teida es levovo, because you know his heart. Ki ato yodata levatcho, es levach kol b'nei od. You yourself know levatcho. Not even I'm the rocho mikol odo, but I don't know. This is something that Hashem Yirul Alev, nobody doesn't know. Nobody knows. Asher data levatcho, es levach kol b'nei od. Find by Shmuel HaNovi, was the greatest Novi, was compared to Moshe and Aaron. He was supposed to choose a king for Israel. The Yishai showed him all his children, and he saw the first son. He says, "Oh, here, Lifnei Hashem Mishicha." That's he looks. I didn't look at his face, his beautiful face. We're not talking about that. He says, "This is the greatest. He is the tzaddik HaNovi. He is the greatest one." So Hashem Yisroel says, don't take him. I project it. Maskir. Odom Yirol HaLevo. Odom Yirol HaNai. Hashem Yirol HaNai. Man looks only with his eyes. Hashem looks in the eyes. That Shmuel HaNovi is not ordinary man. He's a Novi. He's a Novi. He says, in spite of the fact that you are Novi, you only look with your eyes. The only by Hashem Yisroel, there is nobody else. Shlomo HaMelech, there came the two Zonos, and he knew exactly that he was right and was wrong. He knows that he reads people's minds as Leicha. But what's inside of the heart, the inner emotion of the heart, the Novi doesn't know, the Chochom Mikol Odom doesn't know, only the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't know. And if the person has any trouble, he has to go and talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Shem Yisroel is the only one who listens to him. If you have tzoros, nobody's interested. You want to tell you tzoros. There's only one person who's interested in this, is all your tzoros, you have to pay him for. Psychiatrist. If you have, you have to pay him for. In other words, nobody's interested. You have tzoros, I can listen for 2 minutes, and I have to stop my eigenen tzoros. I have to listen to your tzoros. So listen to a person, so nobody, eventually, even your best friend, you come to him, and you listen to him for 3 hours, all your tzoros, talk all your heart out. Suppose you come tomorrow again. He says, oh, I guess that's Nochem on the same story. But he has to tell me the same thing over again. You come 3 times now. Eventually he gets tired of it. The only one that listens to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Ata tishma mechon. Here it says here, it's such a beautiful verse here. Ata tishma mechon. Hashem, when Satan ish kechol debochom, Hashem teidah es levavcho. You know his heart. Ki ata yodata levatcho es levav. Kol b'nei Yehudam. And you know all by yourself is Kol b'nei Yehudam. All the hearts of all human beings. And so in other words, he talks about all the Torahs that you possibly have. People have Torahs, Roch, Deva, Shitofon, Yerokon, Arbe, Chosim, enemies, Nega, Machlo. He says, that's one thing. Then called Tfilah Shetir Lechol Odom. Then all person, for any Jewish heart, Asher Yedun, because each part knows his own trouble. Nega Levova. Ufura Skapo Vlavai says it. By the way, the word Nega Levova is more than. Nega Levova means a plague of the heart, means a person has an Avera. Nobody in the world knows their Avera that he's not. Not supposed to tell anybody. It's a private thing. Says a person should keep it for himself. The sui over, asher ish the sui over, is covered everything. HaKadosh Baruch is Megala. He tells it to HaKadosh Baruch. So that means a person knows his nega levo means the plague in his own heart. So that's mean, and the person has done an avera. Then it means anything. Anything a person has on his heart. Ki atu yudad levavcha is levavcha, not only avera. So they come, turn to the Beis HaMikdash, not meaning that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is inside the Beis HaMikdash. It was everywhere. Hashemayim is the whole, above the universe. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is, but from the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash is a symbol of standing before the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You hear Hashemayim, and you answer that tefillah, you give for Caesar, Satan, Ish, Kechol, the Bohov, you give a person according to all his ways, Asher Teidas, Los Isinosa. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers my tefillah. I ask him for something, he gives it to me. Sometimes he doesn't give it to me. Because it's not good for me. It's not good for me. It means here, you give him according to his ways, which means a person has various character traits. That's his there. He has certain, if you give him too much money, he's going to get the wrong way. Shaddai Shpoch will not give him money. That's the biggest devil. That a person loses his job. Loses his job. And he asks Shaddai Shpoch, give me back my job. No, Shaddai Shpoch won't give it back. When eventually he finds out that this was the best thing ever happened to him. He found something else, which was much better than what was before. That means all the rochav, ashatei does well because you know his heart. Now, if this happens, they can be mispallel in direction with some mikdash, whatever happens, the Shpoch listens, he forgives, and he does whatever the tefillah, answers the tefillah. A man yiro ucho kol hayomim, in order that they fear you all the days asheim chayim al bnei o adomo asher nosato lavasein. So they shall fear you all days that they are living on the earth which you have given to our forefathers. He's thinking now strictly of the time when Am Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, it's a Beis HaMikdash. It's a time for Kiyum Beis HaMikdash, so their purpose is that they, the purposes of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, forgive sins, is in order to have Yerushalayim. People don't realize that. When we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to forgive our sins, of course the simple thing is like a child, I don't want to be punished. I want to be punished, so when you give my sins, I want to be punished. That's much more to it. That's much more to it. Suppose HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, I'm not going to punish you. He would still ask him to forgive the sins. Because a person knows he's not going to be punished. And certain zechuyas, if the zechuyas make up, so because they have their zechuyas, he won't be punished. And I suppose I would know it. Yohan Novi comes and tells me, you've done such and such, you have the zechuyas, once you did something good, you will not be punished. No, it's good. No, it's not good. Because the avera that they've done makes a mechitza between me and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I become a stranger. I'm not the Kodesh. I won't touch you. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I don't touch you, I don't touch you. But you're not my child anymore. I like you anymore. And so, to have Yirat Shemayim means to have it closest to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. People are far away from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, have no Yirat Shemayim. Something that is so far away, I'm not afraid of it. I know that something is far away. I'm just close. The aver of Kiava and Sechem, he believed in me, Ben Echem, means the aver is like an iron curtain. It has made an abdul between Agus Bor. Since Agus Bor is so far, you can't love him and you can't fear him. So we say, Imcho Haslicho, the man Tivore. The Kodesh Baruch Hu shall forgive us so that you can be feared. Because the forgiveness means he takes the machitz away, so he's close again. He can be, have Yirat Shemayim. If it's long, we have Averas, we can't have Yirat Shemayim. What be the year that the person of Balaveras is year of punishment? Yirat Shemayim. But Yirat Shemayim, now Yirat Shemayim means the awareness of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. It's right here. So it says here, we say, ki imcho aslicho, forgiveness is with you. The purpose of forgiveness is the man tivore, so you can be feared. You have here the same thought. It says, at the teach you forgive, and the man yiru'ucho, so they should fear you. It should fear you. But I yom Hashem chayim pnei adom Hashem sat lam v'sei. V'gam el anochi ha-shalom ha-am hu Yisrael. Now he talks that not, so far was blunt. Let me talk about the non-Jew. The non-Jew doesn't belong to a people Yisrael. Uvo me'eretz rechoko l'man shemecho. And he comes from a strange land for your name's sake. It means ki yishmon shimcha agudo. They're here. Especially in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, they're here. And we have later the story about Malka Shavuot, he came from Africa. And people hear about Yishma, Shimcha Agudah, Yotra, Chazoko, hear about the great, your strong hand, your strong hand to your stretched out arms. They hear about the Nisim, Tzias Mitzrayim, Tzias Yamsum, Uvo, Vizpadal Abayis Hazeh, comes to Goy, and it says it feels also with a mikvah. A certain limit how far the going can go in the Samikdash, but up to this is Mispar Labai says, V'ato tishma shamayim v'chon shivtecho, you hear in heaven, the place of your dwelling, v'osizo kechol asher yikro elecho anochi, and you shall do like everything that the anochi, the stranger, will call to you. Man yedun kol amo oretz, so the Amoros shall know your name, the Yiro Ausko, the Amcho Yisroel. We should have the same Yiro like your people Yisroel. Tremendous to be. Godas, Kishimcho, Nikro, Labais, Azeh, Shekhoniso, they should know that their name shall be given, is called upon the house that you have been. Which means, the Gemara says, and the Medrash is this, the Medrash Rabbah. Moshe ben Levi, Ila hoya umas ha'olam yodin, ma hoya ha-mikdash yofu lehem. If the Goyim would have known how good the mikdash was for them, hoya ma'kifun osa g'nele shomro, they would have surrounded it to protect it. Not only would never have destroyed it, they would have set an international force to keep the mikdash existing. Moshe yofu lehem yosem Yisroel. And the Beis HaMikdash was not even better to the Goyim than to Israel. She can Shlomo see that tefillah. Shlomo made his tefillah with great chokmah. Every word counts. It says, Gamel Anochi, Shlomo, Amcho Yisroel, you shall do whatever the Goyim wants from you. Since he happens to be a serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you talk about a Goy is a tzaddik. So whatever he wants, you shall give it to him. Abu Bishabo, it's an Israel, and he says, come to Israel, Mark Sif, he says, Nusatu le ish kechol techochov, shatedes levova. That means, to give to a person according to all his ways, then you know his heart. That means, im ho yeroy lo, if he is worthy, knows in lo. Im lach, lo he knows. In other words, by Israel, Hashem Shlomo HaMelech says, if he deserves it, give him his tefillin. If he doesn't deserve it, you know his heart. Don't give it to him. The guy, even if he doesn't deserve it, give him the feeling of him. Why? The Israel will not become an unbeliever if the feeling is not there. Mm-hmm. He knows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He's blaming himself. And the guy is misbalanced. The feeling is not answered. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not able to fulfill it. He says, well, it's like all the other gods. They don't answer, and he doesn't answer. So, for the sake of Kiddush Hashem, Shlomo HaMelech says, give him whatever he wants. Call Hashem, even better than Israel. He says, if the Goy would have known that this is such a place, they have never destroyed it. They would have never destroyed it. So, now it comes, so far, we have still talking about the case. There is a Beis HaMikdash standing, Israel is in Eretz Israel, the Goyim come also to Eretz Israel, because they recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are misparal in Beis HaMikdash, towards as far as they can go into Beis HaMikdash, and just as the tefillah of Israel should be answered to the tefillah of Umasam. This is what Shaya Novi says, Kipesi, Kipore, Beis Tefillah, Beis Tefillah, you go, call the Am. That was the whole purpose. We see something very interesting. Samikdash is welcome of Kaponos. he doesn't mention anything about kavonos. He said the kavonos which you're slaughtering before you shall be acceptable before you. He doesn't mention it. That because that's understood, that that is understood. He wants to add on that the kavonos themselves are only symbolic. Just as the besamiklish is only symbolic, the kavonos are only symbolic. The besamiklish is a symbol of the dwelling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Beshamayim. So, and the kavonos are actually symbolic for the tefillos, for the tefillos. So this is why he's only talking about the tefillos. But it means whenever the brother came from his bow, they put in kavonos as well. But he's constantly only concentrating on the tefillos. And we have to continue that. This. We are in the middle of the tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech, who talks about the special function of the Beis HaMikdash, that it's a rallying point for all tefillah. Whatever happens, any Torah trouble, there should be the Beis HaMikdash, the place where we direct our tefillahs. The tefillahs are directed to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, but in our mind, we should direct it to the place where Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mashvesh Chinosa. That's Posik Mem Dalet. Yetze Amcho Lamelchomo Al Oyvav. Derech Asher Kishlochem. Here, Yetze Amcho Lamelchomo Al Oyvav is paraphrasing the Posik Yetze Lamelchomo Al Oyvav. Which is familiar posuk. So Shlomo uses the same words. If your people goes out into a milchoma against its enemy, baderech asher tishloche. That means it's on the road which you sent them, which means it's al piurim v'tumim. There cannot be any milchoma unless there is the Sanhedrin pastors like this, there's the Urim Betumim, the Kohen Gadol, they give the direction, so it's called a Melchoma, which is done of the Urim Betumim, is Bader Asher Tishlochem. Vispalalu El Hashem Derech Ho'ir. Then they are Mispalal, they are not in Yerushalayim, because they go out to the enemy, so they go in the direction of the city, first of all the city, Shebochashebo, which you have chosen, that means Yerushalayim, v'habayis ha-shebonisha mishmech, and the house, in other words, it has to be, and first of all, is Palel Hashem. I mean, I would say, the tefillah is not to the house, the tefillah is El Hashem. Only how do you, the tefillah, so to speak, are sent to Hashem, is Derech Ho'ir Shebochashebo, first, direction of Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. Shomato HaShomayim. You hear in HaShomayim, Estrinosam, Estrinosam, Vosiso Mishpotom. You do their Mishpot. It means you do their Mishpot. It means whatever, here the enemies deserve it. The first thing, the Mishpot means here, like we have it later, to Mishpot Amo Yisrael, means to punish the enemy. Israel would not go out from the Chomo unless there is al oivah. The enemy has done something. They don't go out for expansion or for the pleasure of fighting. But they have an enemy, and they have to go out. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge the enemy. That means they give osisa mishpotam, and you do for them. That means the Melchoma, when they win the Melchoma, it's because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And do you hear that tefillah? Chinosa. It means here, tefillah is always the regular tefillah, which you have to say. And chinosa means chino, the special tefillah, which you say in this case. Very interesting. Rashi this week in the Sedra, Ayitzak ubn Yisrael Hashem v'yamsu, they tofsu umnas avoseihem. They took hold of the profession of their forefathers. The tefillahs were ordained by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Kachis and Mincha Ma'av. So, Tov Shomer Tov Seh means they said the regular tefillah. That the Vayitzako is, the tchina is an addition to the tefillah. In other words, just tchina in itself is not the idea of tefillah. First of all, Tov Shomer Tov Seh, they said that tefillah. Whatever the Knesset didn't have, that the character that we have today, that was made by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, what we say. But there were certain tefillahs which was known, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and they gave it over to the children, the children's children, and became known. This is what the Oros used to say as a tefillah, in Shachris Milchama. This tefillah the Bnei Israel also said, and then they added their tefillah. So here is the same thing. Now comes another case. Now comes the case of Golus. Now, so far, everything is still in Eretz Yisrael. We only fight against Yemen. However, ki yechatu lo, when they commit sins against you, ki ein odo mashalo yechatu. There is no person who doesn't commit a sin. In the chaute is usually b'shogeg. Onach dobo, but you are angry at them. Onach is the same as af. When we say v'cho af, what af is actually onaf. It is only shortened. V'cho api, that means actually onaf. Onaf means to be angry. Audecho ki onaf tobi. So here's onaf tobom. You get angry at them. Angry always means there's the minus adin without rachamim. When you give them before the enemy, that means you just the enemy subdues them. Yagushbo puts them right in the hand in front of the enemy. And their captors capture them into the land of the enemy. In other words, they are out taken out of the country. That may be far away or close by. Now, in the case of that happens, that's what we call golus. Beheshivu elibom, v'oretz asher nishbusha. This is what we call hirhur teshuva. They will take it to their heart that the reason that they've been captured is not because they were outmaneuvered by the army, by the superior power, but it is because they have done averes. Beheshivu elibom. They will take it to heart, Asher Nishbushom, or in the land in which they have been taken prisoners. Veshovu, now comes, first the Hiro Teshuvah. Then comes the beginning of the Teshuvah. Veshovu, and they do Teshuvah, the return. Vishanenu lefonecha. And they say Tchinas before you, Be'eretz Shoveim, they're still in the land of their captors. Lema saying, Chotonu, Ve'vinu Roshon. We have Chotonu, this is Beshoge, Hevinu B'meze, Roshonu is worse. Be'a Rosha means, that's Lahachis. The word Rosha becomes actually related to the word Rosho. Rosho means I do what I want. Lawless, I have no restrictions. That is what we call a person has a choice between kosher meat and dreifer meat, and he buys the dreifer meat just to show that he doesn't care. He could do this. It doesn't make any difference to him. So that's Roshe, that's the worst. So they say, Chotonu, Evinu, Roshon. Veshovu, Elecha, Bechol, Levovom, Bechol, Nafsho. And then they do teshuva before you, they return to you with all their heart and all their soul. The Eretz of Avim, while they're still in the land of the enemies. Asher Shova Osom, who have captured them. But then in that case, v'hisparlu elecho derech arzo. Then there is misparlel, first of all, they think, where's the land? This is where the idea of Mizrach comes from. Go to Mizrach. Mizrach means in the direction of the land. This fila is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to the land. Misparlu elecho. But the direction in which you say the fila is direction of the land, Hashem usata lavosom, which you have given to their father. which means it doesn't belong to them anymore because they have been driven out, they have been kept. Then the next word is Ho'ir, means as much as Derech Ho'ir, like Derech Atzam, Derech Ho'ir in the direction of the city Shebachata. That's the second thought. And then Derech Habayis, Ashaboni Si Lishmecho, the house which I built for your name's sake. In other words, the direction of the tefillah must be first direction of Eretz Yisrael, then you think of a special place, and that's named Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim the place is Bor Mokom HaMikdash. So Lachto, when they do so, may you forgive La'amcho HaShachotelo, whatever... Shomata Shemaim, you will hear in the heaven Mechon Shivtecho, the place of your dwelling. That means this HaMikdash may not exist anymore, but Mechon Shivtecho, the dwelling is now in heaven. Estrilosom, Estrinosom, again, Osiso Mishpotom, and you do their Mishpot, that means to punish the enemy, Vesolachto La'amcho HaShachotelo, and you forgive your people, may you forgive then your people that whatever they have done them shall get. Achol Pisheyem HaShaposhebo, Pesha means rebellion, all their rebellion in which they have rebelled against you. Satam l'rachamim lifnei shoveihem, then you shall give them some mercy before their captors. That means that, first of all, that their captors will treat them decently. Rechamum, and you will have rachmonis on them. And that means first you make the rachamim lifnei shoveihem, v'richamum, and they will have, now they will have rachmonis upon them. That means not because they are better people, but Kadosh Baruch Hu made them have rachmonis on Klal Yisrael. Now, ki amcho v'nachlosro hei, because they are still your people, and nachlosro, they are your heritage. That means they have are the children of your of the Ovos. Asher hotzeiso mimitzroim, you have taken them out, mimitzroim, mitoch kur habarza. That means out of the kur habarza. Kur habarza is actually a refinery, an iron smelter. When gold or silver appears in nature, it is not pure. It is mixed with all kinds of other things, impure elements, and it has to go first be melted in a melting pot, and then the fire makes everything liquid, and then you can carefully pour out the gold and leave over the ignoble elements in the place. So Mitzrayim, Eretz Mitzrayim, is called Kur HaBarza. That's an expression which we have in the Torah. Now, it means that the Tzoros of Mitzrayim had one result, to refine the Jewish people, to bring out the from people who were in a lower Madrege, through the punishments of the Golas, and then the Mitzrayim, they were refined and purified. So the same thing is going to happen again. And so you should do it again, whatever Golas they find themselves. Now, Leos Enecho Besuchos El Tchinas Abdecho, so that this is a summarizing the whole long tefillah. That you, at first he was mispalo for himself, and then mispalo for Am Yisrael, so that your eyes shall be open to the tchina of your servant, means Shlomo, and the tchina of your people Yisrael, Lishmoa Aleim Bechol Korom Eloi. That means as you have heard them tefillah in the past, in Mitzrayim, for argument's sake, Lishmo Aleim Bechol, whatever they call them, Korom Eloi. Now, in all, they're calling to me. What means Korom Eloi? It should be Eloi. So here it says, it must be Eloi. Korom Elech. Yes, unfortunately. That means Elech. Whatever they call you, call Korom Elech. Now, so it doesn't, if you have the Sefer that says Elech, it's just a misprint, the Olmitz. Now, let's go back a little bit. I didn't want to interrupt it because this is, belongs together. And we have here like machlokas in the Gemara and Yom, between two Tanoim, how to say vidui. It says Tona Rabbonim, Ketzat Misvade. How is the Kangodal? How does it say vidui Yom Kippur? He says, according to Rav Meir, he says Ovisi Poshati Chotosi. Ovisi Poshati Chotosi. Rav Meir must learn different meaning in the word obisi, means obisi is the easiest, bashati is worse, and potosi is the worst of all. Obisi, bashati, potosi. That's not the way we explain it, but that's Rav Meir. V'chein b'soya ha-mishtaleach, he proves it, v'soya ha-mishtaleach, it says, v'svade olav, as I call avonos b'nei Yisrael, it says that Kohen Gadol shall be say vidui on all avonos b'nei Yisrael, Esko Bishayim, the Chol Chatosam. Well, it comes Ovisi, Poshati, Potosi. Vechein b'Moshe Omer. Moshe says, No se uvon, Ovesha, the Chato. That's the same thing. B'Moshe means that the Bible speaks to Moshe. Yavashim Alpono. Says him, Uvon, Pesha, the Chato. So it comes Ovisi, Poshati, Chato, Tiv Rav Meir. Chachomim omrim, Chachomim say no. Avonos ha'eva hasadonos. Uvon means a person commits an iniquity. That means he knows it's wrong, he does it anyhow. Not because he is an avocorus or he wants to rebel. He cannot, he's a weakling. He cannot stand the temptation of the Yetzirah. He knows it's wrong. And he does it. He says that a person thinks erroneously, I can't help myself. I know it's wrong, it's bad, but I'll do it anyhow. So that's amazing. Avonos. Peshoim ele hamordim. Pesha means rebellion. Then what we call lahachas. We have a yivsha moav. Moav was under the Israel's sovereignty. And then they rebelled against it. Poshea means to rebel. In Loshen Chachomim, in the Mishnah, for instance, the word Poshea means something completely different. It means to be callous, light-minded, irresponsible. When Roshoma is a Poshea, Poshea means irresponsible. But in the Loshen HaTanach, Poshea, Loshen Chachom Lechud, Loshen Mikra Lechud, in Loshen Mikra, Poshea means rebellious. The difference is that if a person is hungry and to give him treifa, and he eats treifa, but if he has kosher, he would eat kosher. Except since he's very hungry, he doesn't, he cannot control himself. But a person to whom you give a choice between treifa and kosher, and both are equally good, and he wants to eat treifa because he is a posheya. It's called posheya Yisroel. Means he's rebelling. And chato, and Chatosom, Ela Hashagulos. Chait means always make a mistake. For instance, Kalea Ela Sauro Velo Yachati. You've learned, some of these soldiers have learned how to shoot, aim at a hare and don't fail. That means that you shoot an arrow at a hare, Velo Yachati. So you see, Yachati, it means that you make a mistake. Don't make a mistake. Unless you want to shoot straight, you want to hit the target, but by mistake, you don't hit it. That means a person wants to do the right thing, but by mistake, he does the wrong thing. But that's chet. If he would say, Ovisi, I've made averus b'mezit, I've made averus even belt, then he goes back and says, I've made mistakes. And that should come first. He was misvade, that's against Rav Meir. Potosi, Ovisi, Poshati, Ovanecho, Ni, Obesi. Lechem Bedovit, the Omen Tilim, it says, Chotonu im Avoseinu, Hevinu, Yershara. Whereas we see here that what Rosha, obviously has the same idea as Pesha. Rosha, I mean, Rabbi Nish explains, Rosha is like Rosha, that's what he wants. That's the better. Chotonu, Hevinu, Avoseinu, Yershara. Lechem Beshlomo, Omen. Chotonu, Hevinu, Roshan. Lechem Bedoniel, Omen. Chotonu, Vyashanu umuratnu. Now by Daniel comes out that Yashanu already means mazid, and muratnu means merit, means rebellion. The Mahush Uma Moshe Nose Uvon Pesha Vachato. Now comes, we have to go back to the other psukim. What does that mean now? Uma Moshe Vyakurish Boch Rabonishno. Shosh Yisroel Chotin Lefenecho Osin Chu. If Yisroel does sin before you, amazing, and even rebelliously. Aseilahem Sedonos Kishkogos. In other words, Hashem is Bor shall forgive, make their Sedonos like Shkogos, meaning like this. A person has done Avera b'mezid. He's doing the Shuvah. What Hashem is doing is he treats the Avera as if it was only Shogi. And then you have to do Shuvah again on the Shogi. But that means that so then it becomes only a shogeg. It's treated as if it was a shogeg. The person says, I'm sorry, I did it. But you did it. You did it. But you're sorry. So you're sorry for doing it willfully and rebelliously. So this is forgiven. But it's still considered that you did it not knowingly. You have to do a shuvah now on the chator. This is one thing. Now, the next, that's the Gemara in Yoma. The next Gemara is in Brochus. He says, Vizpalalu elech al derech arzim, ton rabon. Suma, umish en yoch lachamnis ha-ruchas. A blind person doesn't know where is Mizrah. The same applies, by the way, a person has no compass, and he doesn't know where Mizrah is. He doesn't know in some places, I don't know what this is. In this case, Yechavin Libao Keneged Uvim Shibashmoy. Where's Mizrah? Which direction he is? Then Mizrah is here and Yitam is in this direction. He doesn't know. So he has Yechavon Yitam Sakitu HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch is every place. That is mentioned in the Pesuk with Paralu El Hashem. That's El Hashem. You don't know any direction. I'm direct Hashem. Or Yehomit Bechutz Le'oretz. If he is Chutz Le'oretz. That is what we do. Where's Eretz Yisrael? Which direction? General direction. Eretz Yisrael. Shenema, Spalalu Elecha Derech Arzo. Vayaomer be'Eretz Yisrael. That means not necessarily Mizrah. I mean, a person is an Israelite. That is northwestward. Whatever Eretz Yisrael is. In Bovel, they use the dam west. That's directly. Bom is the Persian Gulf. That's directly opposite of Eretz Yisrael. So that's that the Marov Omer. Marov is Eretz Yisrael. Is Marov. Chavon Libag here. I'm Eretz Yisrael. He's in Eretz Yisrael. Chavon is Libag in Egel Yerushalayim. He's with Chavon to Yerushalayim. That means if a person is Yericho, he has to dam westward. If he's in Tel Aviv, he's in dam eastward. Depends on. But suppose he isn't in the Beis HaMikdash. Existenz der Kosten Marovi ist nicht bis am Mikrosch, aber das ist also, ich habe es lieber genägelt bei Skotschi gedacht. Denn ich schreibe die Kavone, dass die Tfille ist in der Beis Skotschi gedacht. Shenema bisparlu el amoko maze. That means moko maze is Kaddish HaGadosh. Oh yeah, Omer Beis Kodesh HaGadosh. Suppose he stands, that could only be the Kohen Gadol and the Kippur, yeah? And standing Kodesh HaGadosh, Yechaven is Liba Gnegen Beis HaKaporos. That means in the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Kapor, there was no, there was no Ora. That's what I mean. So what does the Kohen Gadol, when he's Mishpar in the Kodesh HaGadosh, he imagines there is the Kaporos. Beis HaKaporos means the space between the two bodies of the kapores. Oh yeah, omid achuro beis kapores. That's what you are actually in the cosmos. That's on the other side, the west side. The west side is the wall behind the beis kapores. It's behind the place where the Oren HaKodesh was standing. Then yira asma geila lifna kapores. He shall see himself. That means he shall visualize himself. If he is Lifnagapal. Nimtse Omen b'mizrach, Matze Ponuch l'marach. When he stands in Mizrach, he turns to Marach. B'marach Matze Ponuch l'mizrach, B'dorah Matze Ponuch l'tzorah, B'sorah Matze Ponuch l'tzorah, North, he stands